Okay, so in news and notes this week, I'm a bit bummed to report that not a single Colorado title made the top-selling albums this past week. I can't find one anywhere. In other news and notes, it's official. There will be no Mile High Music Festival for 2011, citing economic reasons. AEG Live President Chuck Morris says that it wasn't not an easy decision to put the festival on hold, but they are not ruling out the possibility of bringing it back in the future. I don't know if you hang out at YouTube or if you watch Oprah Winfrey, but another Colorado kid is making some pretty serious noise. It seems that Littleton teenager Graham Stokey has become a bit of a hit on YouTube, locking over 300,000 views of a video entitled, "If Justin Bieber Can Get Famous, Why Can't I?" Right? Apparently, that was enough to get him on the Oprah show with one of his idols, Lenny Kravitz, who Oprah brought on as a surprise, who wound up jamming with Graham, who, as it turns out, is one heck of a guitar player. As part of the surprise, Lenny gave Graham an autographed white Gibson guitar. I'm sure we'll be hearing and seeing more of Graham now. If you haven't checked it out, go do it. The kid is really pretty good. I think it was a few weeks ago or so that I reported the alternative band Aloft and the Sundry was done due to their drummer, Joshua Taylor, deciding to move on to another band called the Photo Atlas. Aloft and the Sundry founder and bandleader Jason Hernandez, who I've known for years now, almost called it a day until guitarist John O'Kane called up and said they were going to go jam with an old friend. Turns out the old friend was someone the guys had known earlier but didn't really know was a drummer. Adam Chizar of a local death metal heavy emo band Kill Syndicate is now the new drummer in Aloft and the Sundry, which is quite a difference from the piano rock vibe that the band has given us over the past 6 years or so. Should turn out to be a pretty interesting addition to the band.